Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello. Yes, it's your late edition. I'm sorry, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we're a little later than even than normal today. I got stuck in traffic. Imagine that. Oh, in any case, it is Thursday, the 21st of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at your way in around 5 minutes. Yeah. All right, sorry about that singing there. I think I got delirious from being in traffic so long. Anyways, on with the news now. How about, speaking of music, Apple has launched the Music Memos app. What the hell is this thing? Well, the thing is actually free, so that's a good start. And it enables musicians and songwriters to record and analyze high-quality, uncompressed audio. This is all using the iPhone's built-in microphone. I don't know how good it's going to sound, but uncompressed, that's pretty nice. Sucks, though, if you're on a 16-gigabyte device, though. Now, the app is rolled out worldwide, so no matter where you are, you can download the thing. It displays a recording button when you first open it, along with a waveform at the top of the screen while you're recording. The cool thing about the app is it actually analyzes rhythm and chords of an acoustic guitar and piano. It can then instantly add drums and bass lines to provide, shall we say, a virtual, customizable backing band. It's pretty cool. And for those of you wondering if you can take, say, your demos and then put them on over to GarageBand, it's simple as 1, 2, 3. And speaking of GarageBand, that also got an update for iOS today, so come on! Get those creative juices flowing! Gosh knows we need some new blood in the music business. Preferably with a last name not named Bieber. Hey, here's something that's going to make your Thursday, Chrome users. Speed. We all need it. We all want it. And apparently, we're going to get it. Because according to a new Google Plus post, now take this with a grain of salt, it is Google Plus and nobody really goes there. A web performance engineer at Google said the company is nearly ready to roll out a new version of the Chrome browser, which will have a major speed boost. Oh, boy. Supposedly, the next version of Chrome will have a new compression algorithm, which will actually replace the current compression algorithm. Good thing. It ain't working so well. The new compression algorithm is called Rotoli and will allow Chrome to compress data up to 26% more than Chrome currently does. So yeah, that's going to be a huge freaking jump in speed. All right, now that I got smiles on your faces, here you go. We don't know when it's coming. No exact date has been shared for when the new thing is going to come out. No wonder why Google posted this on Google+. By the time people figure out where it's at, they'll say, oh, well, cool, it's not that much longer to wait. Probably 2 years from now. Alright, with some good news, gotta go to bad news now. Have you got a Microsoft Surface Pro? Yes, I'm talking to about 26 of you out there. Well, if you do, there has been a recall. Why? Well, because Microsoft is warning that the Surface Pro 4 power cords, yeah, they can just kind of go, whoa, well, boy, there's a flame. They can also have overheating if it's wound too tightly, pinched, or even twisted for an extended period of time. Of course, with anything Microsoft, they're not going to tell you right now what the plans are to how to deal with the recall. You're just saying there is one. More than likely, pro users will get a free swap for a new cord. That would probably be the simplest thing to do. Again, Microsoft's not confirming anything. The folks over at Microsoft, however, did want to reiterate that it is the original Surface Pro and not the Surface Pro 4 that has the problem with the cord. So if you're on the 4, you should be fine, at least for a while. And finally, I'm sure about everybody that listens to this podcast has a smartphone. Well, except maybe Kerry Holzman. He's a flip phone guy till he dies. And I'm sure most of us are aware of that proximity sensor that's in our phone. Thing about it is, though, is that sensor actually can make that phone a little bit thicker. So what could replace it? Well, how about ultrasound? Well, okay. This, shall we say, new technology in the making is coming from Elliptic Labs. And yes, they might sound familiar because a couple of years ago at CES, they actually demonstrated a pretty cool 3D gestural interactions based on ultrasonic wave technology. That was the technology that allowed you to navigate through your apps, control music, you know, yada, 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 all with your hand. But now they've moved on to the proximity sensor. Apparently what this thing will do will send out small waves of sound from the phone's earpiece. And it'll be listening out for reflections off the handset. So, you know, you got it up to your ear, it'll say, whoa, it's close, and then it'll know to shut off your screen. Thus, if this actually is foolproof, you know, that little sensor you do see at the top of your phone there? It won't be there anymore. That thing can be just gone. Elliptic Labs actually went on to say that their solution is far, far better than infrared, especially in terms of accuracy and latency. They also said that power consumption will not be increased as well. Well, that's a good thing. But don't see this thing just popping up in the next iPhone just yet, nah. Elliptic is hoping to have its new ultrasound proximity sensor out sometime this year, but no date has been given. I'm all for this thing, as long as I don't put it up to my ear and make me deaf. Hey, whatever you want to do. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. And heck, since it's Thursday, while you're over there at britishtechnetwork.com, get on over to the live page. Because at 7 p.m. tonight, yes, it's the new time for the Mac Show. Great show on tap for tonight. Weeder's going to be there. Doc's hanging around. Lee and Patrice all making up the panel tonight. And of course, followed by that at 9 p.m. UK time is the Mac Show. Jeff Allen, Chris Righty, and Weeders will be on that one for you. They'll be discussing what's all been happening the week of Apple and tech news and technology and all that stuff that starts with T's. Also, stay on top of what's happening at British Tech at British Tech on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, and the Slack room, of course, britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, we will be back tomorrow with your Friday installment, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.